the school was, what was reconstructing this school really was in 1937. Mm-hmm. I graduated in 38, so it was put, I didn't graduate in the new building. She did.
Okay.
It was finished the year after I graduated. That'd been 1938.
So the construction was going on while you were in class?
I took care of the mail for a year or two while I was still in school. I would come down to the post office, and they had mail sacks that the train picked up. The steam engine, they went by, picked them up, and I picked up the mail at 5 o'clock in the morning, 9:30 in the morning, noon, 3:30, and 6. So I was, and you got $17 and a half a month. Yeah, that was something to do, you know, it was money. Anyhow, that was 1936, 37, probably about a year and a half I took care of it.
I remember when they used to, before they put the library down there, where it was just a vacant lot.
When did they build the library?
Oh, it had to have been in the 40s. Because we would go up there and watch free picture shows. They'd put free picture shows on screen.
It wasn't a library originally.
It wasn't a library. It was just a vacant lot. And they had screens across the lot. And one night a week, they would have free picture shows.
So you sat outside?
Oh, yeah. In your car or on the ground. I can remember when I was just a small child. My folks would come out, and they had relatives lived in an apartment, and they would put a screen across the Main Street, and they would show silent movies.
Can you remember some of the names of the movies you saw?
Oh, that's been so long ago. I was just a kid, but they were funny and good. But that was a big deal to us then.
Do you remember what night of the week this happened?
Generally Wednesdays.
Wednesday
night, yeah.
Wednesday night. Then Saturday nights, people would come to town, park their cars.
You couldn't even walk on the sidewalk.
Those that had cars, you'd walk around the square. I can remember when I moved to town, we had a nice little drugstore, had an old-fashioned soda fountain. The kids would congregate there for sodas. And they had street dances.
Really? Street dances?
Oh, yes. I can remember people coming up to street dances. They had a carnival came to town. I mean, we had things to do, but nothing like the kids today think they have to go to movies. They would go crazy today.
Yes, they would.
But we enjoyed it.
Did you do your shopping here in town?
Yes, we had a wonderful grocery store that burnt down. The last one, but we had three grocery stores. We had a meat market where you go get your meat, watch the man cut it, and had a meat market. We had two doctors in town.
What else do you remember?
We had a dentist.
Three barber shops.
We had a millinery shop. The year I graduated, an old lady had a millinery shop, and she would put out the license, your driver's license, and that wasn't when you went. You had a certain time to go for your driver's license. You didn't go on your birthday. And I had just got out of school. I typed 80-some driver's license in one day.
Really?
So it was a lot different than, I guess a lot, my mother worked at the telephone operator, as a telephone operator, and I started to, but I didn't care for that because they didn't even have a restroom for them. The women had to do a can.
Well, that's interesting to know.
They had a livery stable here in town where people would come in and rent horse and buggy or what.
When I first went to work, you had an old knob and tube for radio. You had tubes, this and that. It wasn't too long before the tubes went, and then something else went, and then something else went. By the time I got to at the shop, I never had any formal training as being an electrician, but I didn't work as a house wire in a place. I worked as an industrial electrician, machine cabinets from here to here and around the corner and so forth, full of relays, computers, and all that stuff. And I hate computers. We don't have one. I don't want one. I'm not going to buy one. So
that's kind of the way I feel about texting.
Yeah.
Don't have one, don't want one.
No, I don't need any. But if things have changed in this country so much, so fast, from the time I started working at the shop, I didn't start to work as an electrician, I started to work as a machinist. And after 2 years, I bid a job electrician. And I was out about 50. But 50 people, they applied for the job. I'm the guy that ended up asking, "You going to take a job?" Well, I didn't, we talked it over and thought about it and this and that, and I didn't intend taking a job, but I kept stalling, telling a guy in the front office that I wasn't going to take a job. And finally, he come out in the shop one night and said, "Are you going to take a job?" Well, they had a supervisor on days that was kind of a character that was take an apartment that I would work in, and he came up, and before I had a chance to say no, he shot his big mouth off. "Are you going to make cement blocks at home, or are you going to be here to work?" And I thought, "Now wait a minute here, whoa, let's back up here a little bit." So I took an electrician's job because of that. Now, after that, things weren't really smooth. So in the time that I went to work as an electrician, in about 1953, things changed so much. So when I left,
what year did you leave? Tell me again the year that you left.
81.
Yeah. I worked on supervision at the shop in the maintenance department. And I had about three or four electricians and half a dozen other people working here and there. On second trip.
31 years.
Maintenance department, and it was my responsibility to take care of the shop. I had a general foreman, but he didn't bother me because I knew what I was doing most of the time, and he never bothered me. But things were different, and they just gradually got to the point where things all automatic. And when it don't work, got a problem. And it's going to, some of these days, all this electronic equipment, they shoot down a satellite, we're in trouble. And that's very, very possible.
Yeah, that's an interesting point.
Have
you ever gone in a store, had a cash register, the power to go off, and the cash register don't work?
Sure.
Half of the people don't know how to make change, or... We're relying too much on machine to do the work.
My father had a very good education, mathematical. He figured a lot of things in his head and never even used pencil a lot of times. We got an education 2 years in 2 years in the country, and then the rest of my was here in Mount Victory. A one-room schoolhouse with one teacher and about 14 of us probably all together in all the classes. You learned what they were talking about that you were going to learn next year in the class. Now, today, these children do not comprehend what they're told in science or mathematics, either one. But we got a good education in mathematics. They talk about rail systems. We had horses and buggies. My parents can never remember riding a horse and buggy.
Radio for a long time, and then we were married several years, or television was out several years before we had a television.
We never had electricity until folks bought the $600, 12 acres I'm telling you about. We didn't have electricity. Boy, did I have a time with it.
We didn't either. We had coal oil lamps. I remember my mother taking us back in the front room. She kept the Christmas tree, had candles. She'd take us in the morning long enough to light them to see the Christmas tree and blow them out.
You didn't catch fire.
No, she'd blow them right out, and that was it.
I bet that was a sight, though, wasn't it?
I never.
My mother came from Roundhead before they got married, and she was homesick to see her parents. But my father's parents lived here, right close by in a farm. And one Saturday, my dad hooked up a team and a little wagoner that he hauled and put my brother and me in a blanket and in the wagon, and we went to Roundhead and stayed with my grandparents all night and came home the next day.
Big trip.
But now, with the kids, they won't even walk uptown.
I remember my granddad was a commissioner for the county at one time. It'd have been in the middle 30s sometime. Because it was before I graduated. Anyhow, yeah, I have three cousins on one. Mom had three brothers. Each one of them had about four or five children. The other one had three. And of these three, there was one of them just an ornery little booger. He's a little bit younger than I am. I never will forget, we went over to Grandpa Duff's in Hubbard, and that's where she's talking about. For Christmas. First thing you know, they go to hand out Christmas presents. Well, this one brother got a handkerchief. Well, one handkerchief was fine. Everybody got a handkerchief. The next time around, some more handkerchiefs. About the third one, he said, hollered out and said, "Mom, I got another snot rag."
My grandmother would take shirt tails and make us handkerchiefs.
Yep.
We never had Kleenex.